Genesis chapter 11. The whole earth had one language and used the same words. As they journeyed east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said one to another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them hard." They had brick for stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build a city for ourselves, with a tower that reaches up to the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered all over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. Now nothing will stop them from what they plan to do. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so that they will not understand each other's speech." So the Lord scattered them from there all over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. This is the account of Shem's family. When Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. 2 years after the flood, after he became the father of Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad was 35 years old, he became the father of Shelah. After he became the father of Shelah, Arphaxad lived 403 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Shelah was 30 years old, he became the father of Eber. After he became the father of Eber, Shelah lived 403 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Eber was 34 years old, he became the father of Peleg. After he became the father of Peleg, Eber lived 430 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Peleg was 30 years old, he became the father of Reu. After he became the father of Reu, Peleg lived 209 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Reu was 32 years old, he became the father of Serug. After he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 207 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Serug was 30 years old, he became the father of Nahor. After he became the father of Nahor, Serug lived 200 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Nahor was 29 years old, he became the father of Terah. After he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Terah was 70 years old, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. This is the account of Terah's family. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran fathered Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his birth in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, who was the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no child. Then Terah took Abram, his son, and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and together they moved out of Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they stayed there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died there in Haran.